You know, I after the show yesterday, I heard someone in the building shout loudly after a goal was scored in one of the games yesterday. It was somebody associated with the show.
Yeah, it was Bobby.
Was loud.
Bobby was all fired up. Do you know why?
Well, because Messi set the record with the goal that he scored.
Yep. I thought somebody to be that excited about it had to either be A, gambling.
That was my first thought.
Or B, Argentinian. He is neither.
Confirmed, neither.
I don't know. You're not even a soccer fan, are you?
Not a huge soccer fan. I love sports, and those big sports moments are exciting to me.
It is. Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, it was a hell of a goal from Messi. But I did not expect to hear the sound that I heard. Kang, were you stunned at the sound? I'm like, what just happened?
So I'm in the control room, and he was watching out in like the bullpen area. The door is shut, and these are like soundproof doors.
Yep.
Okay. Like for a reason, right? Yeah. We're on radio.
Okay, not 100% soundproof.
Clearly not, because when the goal is scored,
bodyproof.
No.
Or Rieger proof, but yeah.
Yeah. No. Nothing's Rieger proof. No. Not even NASA's figured that out.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. But when Bobby yells and Messi scores, like I look up, I'm like, oh my gosh. Bobby, did you win money? Nope.
It was great. We were all like, you got to bet on this, right? He's like, nope. Just happy to, see the history.
It was like the whole reason I was watching that match in the first place. So, of course, I was excited to see it.
I mean, good. That's awesome. Like,
particularly after you blew the penalty kick.
The true passion. No, that was too easy.
They are too easy. Yeah. It's amazing when they miss. I'm like, I can't believe you just missed.
He doesn't like the degree of difficulty on those, so he'll just go for the high degree of difficulty.
And then scored later, too.
Because Gator had to leave, and Bobby yelled, and I was on the air talking. So I had headset on, speaking, headset turned up to 11. I'm in this vault here where we do the show. You don't hear anything from out there almost ever.
Almost ever. Unless there's someone in the meeting next door. That's a whole other headache.
That was once. A fiery sales meeting in the office next door.
And a very angry person.
But I heard Bobby yell over Messi's goal. I thought you were going to say you went and got onion rings, because yesterday when Dusty May left Michigan, it completely hijacked the show. And yesterday was National Onion Ring Day.
I had onion rings over the weekend.
Did you?
I did.
Yep. Onion rings are so good.
They can be.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a bad onion ring, to be honest. The worst are some of the fast food onion rings, and they're still good.
Yeah, no, yeah, I tend to agree that it's hard to mess it up unless you overcook it, and then like the onion in the inside of the ring just disappears. It gets cooked away. And you're left with just
a battered
ring. Yeah, that can happen.
Does this mean you like the awesome blossoms and the blooming onions, Doug?
Okay. Here's the problem with the thing from Outback.
Yeah.
That right there. You could plow through one of those and just feel your arteries hardening right then and there. I mean, and those things are massive.
And you enjoy them, right?
Yeah.
It's been years.
So. In what other setting do you eat a full onion other than just a blooming onion?
That's a great point.
Guess it now. Do you want to have a blooming onion?
Fed Akum.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're good. They're really, really good.
That's how they say no in Australia.
Nar.
Okay, I've been to Australia, and I'm not quite sure that's accurate. But
that's accurate.
Is it?
Yep.
Nar?
Nar.
Okay, if you insist.
Look, I wasn't asked to officiate some sort of a polo match.
It was the World Polo Championships, and they needed somebody to wave the flag if the ball went through the post, and I got the job.
You were the guy.
Me and my buddy Troy made $50 for each game. 248-539-9797. So the Tigers win again. The Tigers are slowly chipping away. Felt like that they were fading, but they continue to put together these weird win streaks out of nowhere. Feedback coming in. Howie Lee was an everyday player in the minors, and now he sits a lot. Did it stunt his growth? The logic doesn't make sense, guys. The organization is failing players at top levels. Well, Howie Lee's been in their system for a while, is closer than Max Anderson. And
I think he's younger, actually.
But they traded for him when they got Lorenzen. Yeah. So when did they trade Michael Lorenzen? It's like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, Haoyu Li is, he's only 23 years old. Okay.
Yep.
And he's actually played maybe more than you think. He's played in 40 games this year for the Tigers.
More than the Texter thinks.
Yeah, more than the Texter thinks. With 107 at-bats in those 40 games. So
how many games has he been up for, too?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and I mean, because you know, what's the Tigers' record? How many times the games they played? They played 78 games. So he's been up for 40 of the 78 games. Been up for almost half the time.
Yeah.
It's a decent amount of at-bats. The at-bats he's gotten, I guess, you might be surprised, not you or me, but the Texter, you might be surprised at how much he's actually played for the team.
I also think that they probably have bigger plans long-term for Max Anderson. He was a high draft pick for them. And, you know, they believe, when they got Haoyu Li, and that was a Michael Lorenzen trade, and that was like 2023, he was an intriguing prospect. But, you know, he wasn't considered a high-level prospect, but he's one of these guys that thought maybe someday, maybe just maybe, he could help the team. And he is kind of helping the team. Like, he's kind of a fun watch. Like, that near bunt single he had last night that got overturned. But last year, Haoyu Li, last year and then part of this year, Haoyu Li was at Toledo, and this is Max Anderson's first year at Toledo. So he's been ahead in the organization. His time will come. I don't know that that's insignificant that or indicative that the organization is failing players at top levels. If they fail McGonagall, did he seem ready?
Colt Keith?
Did Max Clark seem ready in spring?
No.
It's hard to give AJ or Hinch any credit for what's happening because they continue to mess around with Montero's starts. Remember when they wanted Verlander over Montero last Sunday? That would have been a 12-1 loss. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they get credit because they have Montero. They've used Montero. He's doing well. And you're chalking up the Verlander start as a 12-1 loss. I mean, okay. I like Montero, and Montero is proving this year. Montero's exceeding expectations this year. Let's be real.
He's been pleasantly consistent. I mean, he has been great. He's had some great performances, but like each month, his ERA in April was 4. His ERA in May, when the Tigers were terrible, was 3.4. His ERA right now is 3.6.
And moving Montero to the bullpen wasn't a stupid idea. They don't need extra starters. They need bullpen arms.
Right. But what happens on Sunday when Flaherty can come back to the team? Does he go into the rotation?
I don't know.
I'd have a hard time putting Jack Flaherty back in the rotation. I would too. Even though his ERA over his last 4 starts is much better. He's, I think, in a high threes range. But I'm getting more from Montero than I did from Flaherty. And Flaherty has a swing and miss stuff. I think Flaherty could be actually a nice piece to have coming out of the bullpen.
And they do get credit for Montero for the way he's pitching. Troy and Woodhaven, I think realistically at this point, the best shot for Verlander being a part of this team is coming out of the bullpen, kind of like how Tim Lincecum did late in his career for the San Francisco Giants. Well, there's a lot of guys that have been repurposed into bullpen arms that have been successful. Teams really look for swing and miss. I feel like Flaherty has a better chance to be successful out of the bullpen than Verlander at this point. But, I mean, what have we seen from Verlander? 3 innings?
Yeah, we haven't seen much, and I'd have to go back and look at his stats last year in the second half. I don't know if he was a strikeout per inning guy at that point, but he's a veteran who knows how to pitch. And if he's got his fastball working for him, you know, it's a mid to high 90s fastball and he can spot it.
You know what's going to be hysterical? First of all, I will admit up front that one of my bold ass predictions is dreadful. Okay. As it pertains to the Tigers bullpen. I don't even like admitting on the air that I said it, but you know what else is going to be hysterical? Is Verlander-related bold-ass predictions.
Oh, yeah.
We got quite a few Verlander-related bold-ass predictions prior to the season.
Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. It is going to be interesting to look back and see those. All right. More reporting about what's going on. Things are afoot in the NBA, and the Pistons could be involved. We'll get to that today at 12:02. Open lines as well, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.